Guardian Unlimited.
I'm Alok Jha, and this is Science Extra from Guardian Unlimited. This is an extract of an interview between Dr. Susan Blackmore and the DNA legend Professor Francis Crick. It was, in fact, the last interview he ever gave before he died. The interview is in Susan's book Conversations on Consciousness. We join the discussion with her asking Professor Crick how the experiences we have in the real world, such as the blue of a swimming pool, match with the sensory perceptions of the brain.
There seems to be a really difficult problem here. If you imagine the brain with all these multiple parallel things going on, and some of those are correlated with the experience of the blue of that pool out there, and others aren't, doesn't this seem like a complete magic and completely insoluble problem?
Well, of course, that's what people say. That's what they said about life. They said there was a little vital spirit you couldn't explain in terms of physics and chemistry. People explicitly said it. I mean, this was almost the standard point of view.
So do you think it's a similar problem?
Well, you can easily show that that's an analogy. I mean, and therefore, you know, it doesn't work. And it's going to be the same in this case, but it shows you have to be careful. Mm. Caution, she says.
So you're setting out to look at the correlates, leaving aside, as it were, some of those difficulties, and saying if we can measure the correlates, that's the best way forward.
Yes, we have to put in a minor point here, which we weren't really clear about, but we were clear in our own minds, but we weren't made clear to other people. The use of the word correlate. A correlate, if A can be correlated with B, then B is correlated with A. In other words, it's reciprocal.
Is that not the same as being identical? A and B being identical?
No, it's a question of whether it's causal. Whether the cock causes the sun to rise, or whether it's correlated with the cock crowing, it's correlated with the rising of the sun. Or alternatively, the other way around, whether the rising of the sun causes the cock, and so on. So, strictly speaking, we're interested in the causal stage.
Mm.
But in fact, the first instance, you look for the correlate, and then you go on. Look at the causal thing. And that's standard, that's what actually scientists do. That's what they call a controlled experiment.
Can I turn to some more personal questions? How did you get interested in the first place in the question of or problems of consciousness?
When my career was interrupted during the war because we're doing war work for the Admiralty, and I had to decide what to do at the end of that. And I decided eventually that I didn't want to go on working for the Admiralty and producing weapons and things of that sort. Although eventually I was offered a job and accepted a job as a permanent scientific civil servant after the war, so I had a job there. But it wasn't what I wanted to do. So then I had to decide, ask my mind, what did I do want to do? And I decided there were several problems, but two in particular, which I thought were... Most people thought were difficult, if not impossible, to understand scientifically. And one was the borderline between the living and the non-living, the eternal vitality, sort of thing. And the other one would be how the brain works. I wasn't necessarily saying consciousness as such, but how the brain works, but that would include the consciousness aspect of it. And I decided, well, you know, if you're going to do something interesting, choose one of those.
How wonderful to have spent a life looking at those two marvellous transitions, one between the living and the not living, and the other between the conscious and the unconscious.
Well, it was an actual deliberate decision. It was even more awkward than that, after a few weeks of thinking about that, I boiled it down to these two. I decided, well, which of those two?
Mm.
And I decided, look, your background is really much more in the living and non-living thing as opposed to the brain. You should really look for something in that. Well, a week or so later, I was actually offered a job to work on the eye. And I actually turned it down on the grounds that I decided previously, but you know, I should give it. You see, so it was, which was just as well, I think, looking back, it was just as well. And so then I applied to the Medical Research Council and the rest, you know.
That was Dr. Susan Blackmore speaking with Professor Francis Crick. You can find out more about Susan at susanblackmore.co.uk, while for more interviews like this, and the best news and analysis of the worlds of science and technology, make sure you listen to our Science Weekly podcast. Head to guardian.co.uk/science.
Guardian Unlimited.